I'll now pass the mic to Alison to introduce our first batch of news.
We'll start this week with news stories from the city centre. A new market stall has been opened for Pokemon fans, and the Assembly House is now offering cake-themed cocktails. If neither of these is to your taste, you could soon go on a guided tour of a huge vault below Upper St Giles Street. But you can't go to the Millennium Library for the next 3 months. Meanwhile, the Anglia Square demolition is speeding up. I'll ask Phil, who may or may not be a Pokemon fan, to start in the market.
A father and son are determined to keep a popular card game alive at their new market stall. Tommy and Stephen Simpson have been attracting queues of Pokemon fans at their new shop, Poker Craft, on Norwich Market. Pokemon is a Japanese media franchise which grew in popularity after launching a trading card game with the aim of building sets of fictional characters. The pair not only sell the highly sought-after cards, but they're also teaching inexperienced gamers how to spot fake finds. Tommy said, "We get so many messages asking if certain cards are genuine. We're not only a shop, but we want to teach people how to trade. The Pokemon trend is very much still alive. I started PokerCraft up around 2 years ago and have travelled all over the country attending card shows. Next month, we're hosting a Pokemon card show event at the Mercure Hotel."
A historic venue in Norwich, famous for its afternoon teas, has launched cake-themed cocktails. Staff at the Assembly House are diversifying its menu with a mix of a sweet treat and an alcoholic drink. The new drinks include the Victoria Sponge Spritz, Lemon Meringue Fizz, and an iced tea gin cocktail.
Decades of history inside a hidden vault have been uncovered as a new tour prepares to launch at the site. Beneath Upper St Giles Street is a 27-metre-long cellar, which was once home to the Eton Rifle Club in the 1960s. It was originally built as a wine cellar in the 1780s and was the largest in East Anglia. The Shoebox Experiences, a non-profit organisation in the city, is launching a guided tour in the vault this month. Lisa Willett, the company's customer experience manager, said, "We now know during the weekdays the British Telecom and Eastern Electricity Board workers would use it for shooting. The Norfolk Police used the space as a social club until the 2000s. You can still see the shooting booths and one of the targets on the tour. Some people weren't great at hitting the tiles as there are bullet holes in the walls."
The county's busiest library has closed for 3 months after work started on a £1.3 million revamp. Norfolk and Norwich Millennium Library, based in the Forum in the city, closed its doors on April the 26th and will not reopen until the middle of July. From May the 5th, the council's library team will continue to provide some services during the closure from a temporary pop-up space in the Forum. That will allow the public to borrow and return items with a selection of Millennium Library stock for adults and children, although most of the library's stock will be put in storage during the refurbishment. Many of the library's regular groups and activities will continue in the gallery at the Forum.
Work demolishing a former shopping centre has quickened pace as contractors prepare to knock down the final pieces. Significant progress has been made by DSM contractors, who have spent the last 6 months knocking down Anglia Square. The builders have razed the former Hollywood cinema to the ground and are now preparing to demolish Golden Gate House and Sovereign House. The shopping centre is being bulldozed to make way for 1,100 homes as part of a £350 million scheme, which aims to regenerate the area and provide hundreds of affordable homes. Norwich City Council bought the site in December 2024 through a £34 million grant from Homes England.